This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
248-539-9797. Thank you very much, Mr. Otto. By the way, betonline.ag has the odds for Nico's next team. The favorite.
North Carolina?
They're second. Favorite is the University of California at Los Angeles.
UCLA?
Yeah. And he always wanted to go to the same school as Xavier Booker.
I mean, I don't think UCLA has a quarterback, so.
North Carolina would be second. At UCLA's odds are 2-1. Carolina plus 250. USC 3-1, followed by Texas Tech, Colorado, Arizona State. That's where, isn't that where Sam Levitt is, right?
It is.
Notre Dame, Maryland, as Rico pointed out, would be a great fit. Oregon, Cal, and Syracuse. Those are the Syracuse at 20-1.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is I'm not getting $4 million, and maybe I should have told my people to shut the hell up.
Yes.
Life was good at Tennessee, and now I'm on the road homeless, hoping to find a team.
Pretty much. Let's say good afternoon to Alex. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
So I wouldn't pay him, and this is coming from an Ohio State fan. When Ryan Day moved on from Kyle McCord, I was a full supporter of it because Kyle McCord had probably the greatest tandem of wide receivers in college football, and he still wasn't getting it done. There was a lot of games that he was carried by the defense to win in 2023. So I'm in full support, and just the state of college football, these negotiations, like, they can't go that far. Like, good for Tennessee for nip it in the butt.
So Alex, you're okay with that? If Ohio State all of a sudden said, hey, we're going to let go our quarterback, knowing at the last second, you may not have the guy ready to be that next man up.
I mean, it'd be a tough watch, but I mean, I've been through him even the last 4 years. I haven't given up on him, even though with the losing to Michigan. Like, I didn't know what Kyle McCord was coming in, or Will Howard was coming in. He kind of seemed similar to Kyle McCord, but I mean,
yeah,
I think they have the recruiting,
Alex,
at least get in the next year.
I don't think anybody around here is going to feel sorry for you as an Ohio State fan when it comes to quarterbacks the past decade.
I get it from my friends.
their quarterbacks have been pretty good. And Kyle McCord, actually, look, he had the bad play against Michigan. He was good.
I thought he got scapegoated.
Against Michigan, yeah, but I think he struggled a lot of the year, in my opinion.
Well, you know, he was a young quarterback. I mean, now he goes to Syracuse. Now he's in the NFL. Is he in the draft?
He's in the draft. Yeah, he actually went to Syracuse, and Syracuse on social media used to thank Ohio State every week. Like,
yes.
Hey, thanks for letting this guy go.
Right.
But, David, we did ask a question before. So, as a Michigan fan, do you think Bryce Underwood will start from day one because of the money he's making or because of his talent?
I'll say this. Stoney, I understand where your belief is on this. I do.
Right.
I get it.
And it's not just Michigan. It's any team.
Yeah, it is
any coach.
It's an old school way of thinking, though. It's because things have changed. And while I don't like it, I can't stand the way college football is. He is starting whether he's good or not. He got paid, and he's going to be the starter. That is one thing I disagree with you on, Rico. I get what you're saying, that he may not start, but he'll be the 11 the rest of the year. I think he's starting day one. I think game one he's starting. I see why he shouldn't probably.
I think he splits in game one.
Maybe. I get that.
He gets half the snaps in game one.
Oh, you mean Michigan playing two quarterbacks at one time?
For one game. And then after that?
But he's the start of the rest of the season.
He's got to go out there and be god awful.
Right.
He's got to throw the ball like Alex Orji for you to finally say, know what? This ain't going to work.
Because while Michigan State didn't have a lot behind your quarterback last year, Aiden Giles. He was going to be playing no matter what. He was playing no matter what.
Right.
So interception 6, 7, And that's what I go have, back out there, son.
Because people were like, oh, he sucks. Look at all the interceptions. And get used to it. He's playing. They're not going to. Jonathan Smith would have just cut his own. No. I'm going to bench him.
But under
and you're fired.
But under my hypothetical, where I'm presuming that for this even to be a conversation, that he has to be, Underwood has to be completely outplayed during practice, spring, fall, leading up to the season. This isn't just like where these two guys are close. No, this has to be, in my mind.
He's starting.
But then that means.
He's no, starting.
Well, and don't get me wrong. What you're saying, I understand.
Oh, same here.
You're right.
Same
I'm
here.
Not saying you're a bad person. But what I am saying, if that happens and Davis gets the job, Underwood's leaving. And now you're going to, and I think out of spite, because people paid him that much money, they'll find a way to split it throughout the year. Even though you know one quarterback is clearly better than the other, it would go back to the days of Brady and Drew Henson, where one quarterback should have been playing,
right,
but the other quarterback was the hot shot
freshman.
Well,
that might happen, but my premise is that there's no way starting the season that a quarterback who is arguably worse.
What are you talking about? He's like this. Got this great arm, and he's so mature for his age.
Well, that's what every school believes from their players.
Oh, don't you read like all the newspapers about this kid?
Well, yeah. I read some of them. I don't read all of it.
See, but I'll go as far as to say that whether he's, this is just me. Not every Michigan fan is like this, but I'm worried a Nico situation could happen at Michigan with Bryce Underwood. I am. I'm just, the way things are going, I'm worried in a year he wants more money.
I mean, David, it's not like he would change teams if you paid him more money. I've never seen that before. I'm sure the kid has great character. He wouldn't do that, would he?
Come on. We've been hearing about this kid being great for two or three years.
In all fairness, he's good.
Right.
Now, the problem is this. It's that next step.
Right.
Because in college, everybody was the captain of their high school team. Everybody's fast now.
Right.
You're not playing a bunch of stiffs like you did when you were the quarterback in Belleville. Right. Now you're going up against other players who have NFL aspirations, and can you make that leap? And the only problem that I always say, there's only been one true freshman that actually went out there and got it done. True freshman, not a redshirt freshman. That was Trevor Lawrence. And he had NFL players around him. Most true freshmen that go into the game get ruined.
I know.
Because the speed of the game is so much faster. You end up throwing too many picks. You end up making so many mistakes. It destroys your confidence.
Yeah, I get that. 248-539-9797. Didn't what's his name start as a freshman in Michigan? Chad Henne? Did Chad Henne start as a freshman?
I want to say he was.
Because somebody got hurt.
Was he a redshirt freshman?
Well, I know Rick Leach started as a freshman because it was a big, if I remember, because I wasn't here then, but it was a big deal that Bo actually let a freshman start at quarterback. But
yeah, he did.
And he was a freshman?
Yes.
True freshman?
Yeah, he started 12 games his freshman year.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I guess because like somebody got hurt.
Matt Gutierrez got injured,
yeah,
and so
Matt
did Clayton
Gutierrez.
Richards.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Clay, so he was a third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
So they had to play. Yes, good call, Evan.
Yeah, and he worked out pretty good. He was a good college quarterback.
Yeah, 25 touchdowns.
He also had NFL receivers.
Yeah. That's very true.
And he also had Mike Hart, I think,
so
in his backfield,
basically,
didn't he?
Basically, from what I was told, it was like, hey, run the plays, throw the ball to whoever's supposed to get it, hand it off, and we can win.
All right, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. 97.1 The Ticket.